This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 53 for Monday, September 10th. I'm Ashley Robinson. ICE Futures canola contracts were higher in morning trade. The November contract gained $1 to $4.97 per ton. The January contract was also up $1 to $5.03 per ton. CBOT soybean contracts were higher, soy oil contracts were also mostly higher, and meal contracts were lower. Northeast China was hit by frost this weekend, which is expected to have caused some damage to immature soybeans, providing support for the U.S. market. Trading could be choppy the next few days ahead of the USDA crop production report due out Wednesday. Many are expecting for U.S. soybean production, yield, and carryout for the 2018-19 crop year to be increased. In the U.S., the November soybean contract was up 4 cents to $8.48 per bushel. New data over the weekend showed that China's soybean imports rose 8% in August to their highest level for the summer. Stocks in China, however, have jumped as buyers have stockpiled beans against tariffs on U.S. imports. U.S. corn futures were down this morning. The December contract was down 2 cents to $3.66. The U.S. crop is maturing quickly with rapid dry down. Harvest progress is expected to pick up throughout the week. The forecast is calling for little precipitation outside of the Delta region and eastern seaboard for the next while, so the Corn Belt should be dry. South Korean companies usually hedge some of their needs ahead of USDA reports, so that could attract some short covering by funds today. U.S. wheat futures were higher this morning. The December contract in Chicago gained 3 cents to 5.14. Kansas City was up a cent to 5.16 per bushel. And Minneapolis December wheat rose a cent to 5.71. U.S. export sales reported on Friday were lackluster at 14 million bushels. This was well behind the rate needed to reach the USDA's forecast for the 2018 crop through the first quarter of the marketing year. The spring wheat crop harvest is 13% complete in Alberta, according to the provincial crop report. In the U.S., winter wheat seeding is starting in Montana, with other areas expected to begin soon. Overall, winter wheat acreage is expected to increase in the U.S. That's a look at the ICE Futures canola contracts and U.S. markets for Monday morning, September 10th in Winnipeg. For Markets Farm, I'm Ashley Robinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.